Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Mitch McConnell, senior senator from Kentucky, think of him as the well-aged old barrel bourbon of Kentucky politics. Minority leader of the Senate since January 2007, he's both old Senate with a memory for the traditions of Congress. He first took office in 1985, and he's got solid conservative credentials. But Louisville-based businessman and conservative Matthew Bevin is more like the bathtub moonshine of Kentucky politics. Bevin thinks it's time to put Mitch McConnell back on the shelf.
The fact is, Mitch McConnell has been a proponent of big government bailouts, of faulty spending, of enlarging the size of government for far too long. He pretends to be a conservative when it is to his advantage to do so because he's running for re-election. And I challenge Mitch McConnell to stand up and defend his record for the last 30 years.
That's what McConnell's going to have to do. Bevin announced this week that he will challenge McConnell on his home turf in the Republican Senate primary. Bevin is now in the midst of a kickoff tour of the state. He's making five stops in the next 2 days as he sells his candidacy all across the state. Philip Bailey is the political editor at radio station WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. He joins us from WFPL to explain what all this means for Kentucky. Philip, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
So would you go along with my characterization that McConnell's kind of the oak-aged Kentucky politician and Bevin is something fundamentally new?
I would say that in many ways that's a spot-on metaphor. I think for McConnell, someone who does have institutional memory, someone who has decades of experience in the Senate, this was only a matter of time. The seeds were planted for more conservative and more rightward shift for Kentucky, really, in the fact that we haven't sent a Democrat to the U.S. Senate since the early 1990s, it was only a matter of time before someone who had the money and the ability to raise money outside of Kentucky was to take him on and say that they're more conservative than him. Remember, it was 4 years ago when Rand Paul, many people around here didn't give him much of a chance, and we saw how he took out McConnell's then protege, Trey Grayson, in a GOP primary and went on to become senator. So in many ways, this was bound to happen. And I think that Bevin's less of a new conservative and more of a representation of how far right-wing politics have gone in Kentucky. In many ways, McConnell's success in building the modern-day Republican Party has come back to himself.
Although it's so odd, Philip Bailey, because McConnell really does have conservative credentials in the Senate. He's hardly a centrist. I mean, he's to the right of John McCain.
And for national folks, that's the peculiar part of this, is that while nationally Mitch McConnell is seen as the chief opponent of President Obama's agenda, seen as a staunch conservative in that realm, here in Kentucky, particularly amongst the Tea Party, he is not. He is actually seen by many to be too moderate. He voted for the bailouts. He voted for the Patriot Act. And for many Tea Party conservatives and deeply held conservative beliefs here in Kentucky, Mitch McConnell's 30 years in the Senate just isn't good enough. So I think it really does depend on political perspective. For those outside of Kentucky who see McConnell as this bastion of conservatism, there are many here within his own state who feel like he's a moderate and someone who is no better than a John McCain.
And so to battle Bevin, it seems like Mitch McConnell is going to have to take a page from the Claire McCaskill book, the Democratic senator from Missouri, who was challenged by a Tea Party candidate and had to really sort of take that candidate down. Here's an ad from Mitch McConnell about the candidacy of Bevin. Listen.
Bevin's company failed to pay taxes, then got a taxpayer bailout. Bailout Bevin, not a Kentucky conservative.
Will this be dirty politics in Kentucky, at least the tone of that?
Well, remember, as you mentioned, Mitch McConnell was first elected back in 1984. His first campaign ad was actually taking on an incumbent senator. The ad was him with some hounds, or someone with hounds, chasing the senator through Washington and through parts of Kentucky. So if anyone knows how to run effective and hard-hitting ads, it's Mitch McConnell. That's not that surprising. And that ad right there is actually tame by a lot of McConnell standards. What's interesting enough is that you'll see Bevin answer that toe-to-toe. The McConnell campaign has called Mr. Bevin an East Coast con man, referring to the fact that he was born in New Hampshire. The Bevin campaign responds by saying Mitch McConnell is a K Street crook from Alabama. He was originally born in Alabama. You'll see the McConnell campaign call him Matthew Griswold Bevin. The Bevin campaign responds by calling him Addison Mitchell McConnell. So for each attack that McConnell puts on Bevin, Bevin, who can self-finance his own race if he chooses to and has put some significant amount of money already, we're told, he's going to answer each attack with one of his own. So we expect this race, which has already gotten pretty nasty just in the first day of Bevin announcing, will get even nastier as months go along.
Man, you're really taking me there. Philip Bailey is a political editor at WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. Is Bevin going to try to use the sort of broad demographics in Louisville to leverage his political support against McConnell's strength elsewhere in the state?
I think that certainly the fact that Mr. Bevin is from Louisville and his center is here helps him with the resource-wise. But this fight really will happen in rural parts of the state, more conservative parts of the state. Louisville is the Democratic bastion. It really won't be the ultimate decider in a GOP primary. There are still many who feel that, you know, establishment Republicans here in the state. I talked to State Senator Damon Thayer, for example, who still is supporting Senator McConnell. Rand Paul, we should point out, has endorsed Senator McConnell. So the establishment is still with McConnell in many ways. The question for Bevin will be, can he get outside conservative groups like Club for Growth, which have shown interest in supporting him? Will they put money and resources into this race? And can he persuade and convince mainstream Republicans and others who may have their own issues with Senator McConnell? Can he convince them that he's a better enough candidate to kick out someone who has accrued over 30 years power and influence?
Well, if the numbers tip Bevin's way, there may be money to flow. Philip Bailey is political editor at WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. Thanks so much.
No problem, man.